introducing the brand new album by Ireland's best collective group, The Dáil Chorus. This Christmas, get your hands on The Thánaiste Faces the Music, featuring the smash hit from Angry Alan Kelly with Pearls Fitzgerald, It Wasn't Me.
Email was in her spam folder.
It wasn't me.
She wasn't happy when I told her.
It wasn't me.
The criticism got louder.
It wasn't me.
She wouldn't admit it was over.
It wasn't me.
And the incredible anthem Pearls never wanted to sing.
So I'll go walk out the door. Don't send me emails, 'cause I don't check them anymore. It was the guards who tried to break us with their lies, but I'm so humble I'd nearly wear DKNY, oh no, so I shall resign. For as long as I get expenses, I will still clock up the miles. I will.
Also featuring the bonus track from the Garda Band about public perceptions of the force.
'Cause nobody has faith.
Go on!
Nobody has faith. Nobody has faith, faith. Nobody has faith in the Gardaí.
And of course, a Christmas carol from the Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil United Gobshite Choir.
Hark, Fitzgerald, we all sing. Pearls has done the right thing. We must get back to important chores. We've a housing crisis to ignore.
And special guest vocalist Dobbo sums up the entire charade parade.
Super Omni cluster shambles, constant Garda scandal. Yet another cluster effect TDs refuse to handle. It's hard to think that our police aren't worth a penny candle. Super Omni cluster shambles, constant Garda scandals. Right, it's 14 minutes past 8. Enough of this, for goodness sake.
The Thánaiste Faces the Music, the new album from the same people who took down a Taoiseach, a Justice Minister, two Secretary Generals, two Garda Commissioners, the Garda Confidential Recipient, Truth and Justice, Faith in Policing, Our Humanity.
Super Omni Cluster Shambles, Constant Garda Scandals.
Ah, Murphs, come in.
Hi.
What a week. Hashtag Thánaiste. My self-satisfaction rating at an all-time low, which is still pretty high. And I didn't even find time for a decent animal photobomb selfie.
Yeah, well, my week has been no better than yours. It's been so upsetting, Leo.
Oh, yeah, the rough sleepers who passed away.
Well, the what? No, Justice League. The whole DC movie franchise has been a shambles. It makes less narrative sense than Pearls Fitzgerald's 17 different excuses in the last week.
Justice League, Could be a good rebrand name for the Justice Department after we, air quotes, review its culture and examine its relationship with the Gardaí. LOL, like the guards and civil servants would let us do that. Rafflecopter. What? Not even a smile?
No, there's something else upsetting me.
Oh, it's those rough sleeper deaths.
No, it's Peaky Blinders is totes on fire right now, and the entire cast of Love Hate is in it this year, except for my bro Killian.
Oh, yeah.
It blows.
There really is no justice in the world.
Well, certainly not in Ireland, anyway.
I'm afraid I've got some more bad news.
Oh, no.
It's Simon.
Oh, that shower of do-gutters who are always ragging on at me for not providing enough beds for the homeless. I just can't stand those guys.
No, it's worse than them.
Oh?
It's Coveney.
Oh, that Simon. Wow, you kind of just forget he exists when he's not in the room.
I've actually been standing here in front of you the whole time, guys.
OMG, I totally thought I was a mannequin. What's he doing here?
Well, that's the bad news, I'm afraid. The party says we have to hang out with them. Apparently the turf munchers want our new Thánaiste to be from outside the pale.
What?
Hi.
There's outside the pale and then there's beyond the pale. They can't be serious.
Hello?
Coveney's about as interesting as an episode of Say Yes to the Dress.
I know, right? Coveney's a Noveney. Hashtag Yonishta.
Just to say, I'm actually still standing here, guys.
Ugh.
God, sorry, Simon. For a second there, I thought you were a cardboard cutout of a statue with no face.
Anyway, I'm really looking forward to being Thánaiste, going to the Brexit summit and getting the best deal for Ireland.
The Brexit summit? Do you really think we let you negotiate on behalf of Ireland? That would be like sending a tiny crustacean to negotiate with a load of sharks.
Hashtag Prawnaiste.
It would be like sending Bambi to negotiate with some big game hunters.
Hashtag Fawnaiste.
Well, I'm going and the party said you had to let me, so there.
Fine, just take Chris Donoghue with you. Repeat everything he says and don't talk to people while they're operating heavy machinery, as you totes cause drowsiness.
You can't talk to me like that. Ooh. I'm Tonishter Patrick. Simon Coveney.
Oh, thank God he's gone. He is gone this time, isn't he?
I think so. No, wait. I think he's just standing right there.
Is he?
Oh, no. That's just a slightly damp rich tea biscuit. Could have swore it was him.
Poor Simon.
Yeah, I almost feel sorry for him, too. Yeah. The party are going to use him in this obvious power play, and he's completely oblivious to their political games.
Hashtag Pawnishter.
Oh, very good one, Merce.
Cheers.
Here, high five, dude.
Oh, that was actually my face.
Yeah, I know.
To the Late Late Choice Show! Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheree. It's the only week where I get the respect I deserve from this country. Hey! Now, the theme of this year's Choice Show is, of course, celebrating outsiders. This time I don't mean Mel Gibson. Ha ha! Here's our first reviewer. It's Danny, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, hello, Danny. Danny, tell you're an outsider. Danny, what's wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with me. I'm just from Wexford.
Ha! Outside the M50 and not in Connemara. Wow, an outsider indeed. Tell us,
what's
the big toy in the wilds of Wexford? Something fantastic and old school, no doubt.
Well,
Meccano? A stick and a hoop made of wood?
No.
How about a dog and a bit of twine?
No, it's Star Wars Battlefront 2 for the Xbox One X. You know, it's fair good now.
Right, fantastic. Ha ha, right, who's next?
Hi, Ron. I'm Esme and I'm here to talk about unplanned Ursula.
Love it. And this is a dolly. A little pregnant dolly, is it?
Unplanned Ursula teaches young women about all aspects of pregnancy, mainly that it's a choice.
Oh, and what's that it says on her little black jumper there? Repeal. Whoa, we can't say that on air. Esme,
excuse me, I'm Brenda and I'm reviewing this dolly too, for balance.
Of course.
Balance.
Equal time, girls. We don't want your institute getting onto us again.
Institute?
Yeah, forget I said that.
I love unplanned Ursula Ryan, but I also love equally the unborn dolly inside her.
Wow.
Brenda, you just think these dolls are incubators. You're going to hell.
Aren't they adorable? Okay, let's leave the two girls to debate this in a very dignified in a respectful manner. Oh, now it's time for me to run to another part of the set, completely out of breath, while we cut to the wrong camera to show a pair of shoes and a bored stagehand dress as an elf picking his nose. Now, let's have a look at this. Whoa, I've just broken that. Oh dear, nothing's working even though we've been rehearsing this for a week. Anyway, come back to us after the break, where it's time for my most favorite thing in the whole wild world, the book section. Yes, where I humorously call kids with glasses nerds, but it's okay because I call myself a nerd too, so that's allowed, isn't it? Right? Well, whatever. Thanks, it's time for smoke. Woo.
Now an address by the President of the United States while I continue to Google ways of becoming a Canadian citizen.
What a terrific week, folks. My beautiful wife, Melania, decorated the White House for Christmas in a style she calls Nordic Nightmare. Beautiful. Reflecting the cold, dead feeling that she has inside. But the big news this week is that I've made the world safer by reaching out to our allies in Europe using my carefully researched and considered opinions. Wow, look at this. It's a video of Muslims in the Netherlands doing horrible things. Nasty, nasty people. Even though there's no evidence they're Muslims or that it's the Netherlands.
Sir, we would strongly advise against...
Tweety poo! Sorry, what were you saying?
I was advising...
You're fired. Bring in the next white guy. Also this week, I ensured our relationships with my last two allies, the United Kingdom and Ireland, are stronger than ever. Believe me. So in summary, Theresa May should shut her woman mouth and mind her own womanly business. Stupid, stupid woman. In relation to taxes, I'm not naming names. I'm not. But Ireland is stealing our money. Some of these people don't even publish their tax returns. Disgusting. That's right. I am the most popular international president ever, better than Obama's. A lot of people say that my careful diplomacy has made the world safer than ever. It's true.
Bringing that latest news that North Korea has just tested an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of reaching anywhere in the United States or Europe. We'll have more on this.
Peace in our time. And let me say, Lil Rocket Man, you will be kissed under the mistletoe this Christmas. See what I did there? See what I did? So you can rest safe in the knowledge that no matter what, I have put America first. Provided its interests are exactly the same as mine, the Trump Corporation's, and Russia's. So God bless you, and God bless the United Confederation of Planets. Big one.
All right, everybody, now. Cunis, now, settle down. Willie, will you put that away? This is a period for quiet reflection after what has been a historic couple of days for Fianna Fáil.
Frick-sick, boss. I was election ready.
Congratulations, boss. You've shown yourself to be genuinely decisive.
A strong principle.
We're going out at that. You dithered for 3 days, and then the emails is what did it for Fitzgerald, not you. You're as lucky as David Borland's mill, doing nothing but coming out a hero.
My grandfather bravely fought.
That's nonsense now, Willie. I use my mature political judgment to outmaneuver immature young Leon.
Well, the substantive issue is... The substantive issue is that we've maintained high standards in public office.
Would you just fake off to some other party?
Hold on a second now here. The remains of Stephen Donnelly has a point. We did the public some service and avoided an election.
A Christmas election in the driving rain and a miserable cold.
Precisely.
It would have been paradise.
What?
We should have pulled the trigger, boss.
I know.
Instead, we ended up defending Charlie Flanagan more than the Blue Shirts did. We've never been out of power 7 years before. 7 years!
Right, steady on.
It's so sad to see one of the few frontline women having to resign, but it was necessary.
Gender quota is right.
It's Lisa Chambers, that's my name.
Sorry, Lisa Shomra.
Daddy Michal, does this mean we won?
Well, Shomra, Bjog, climb up on my knee there now like a good lady. What we do is to make an important stance on an issue that was undermining the confidence by agreement. I made my position clear to the Taoiseach in several vice mayors. And when he finally did answer the phone by accident, because I was clever enough to use a private number, I reiterated that we had no confidence in the Taoiseach, especially after I saw Jim Miriam say so on the news.
Yeah, but Daddy, I'm confused. There were a load of emails that a load of people read and done nothing about, and then one of the people who read them, who was told to do nothing, did nothing, and now she's no job and everything else is the same. How does that mean we won?
Shush now, it's time for your bedtime. Shut up.
But the Blue Shirts are a shambles and you still aren't popular. You're useless. One more election without a win and you're bleeding toast, mate.
Quiet now. Look around you, young Shomla. Who's going to replace me? Stephen Donnelly? He hasn't stopped crying since April. Barry Cowan? He just reminds everyone of your man with the pints.
Oh, yeah.
I'm my own person.
Look at Jim Miriam there. He's not even the most popular person in his own family.
Genuinely?
No, young Shomla. Yeah. The parliamentary party can crib and moan and whine, but there's nobody else to lead this party. So I'm your leader forever, going forward.
News Talk 100 to 106 men talking at any one time. News Talk. Smell that? That's testosterone. Men. Welcome to News Talk Breakfast. I'm Gritty Paul Williams, making gigantic mountains out of very small molehills. Today's festering Everest is the dangerous situation facing Conor McGregor. Now, nobody should underestimate how seriously I'm taking this development and how much I can add fuel to a simple pub brawl by using phrases like narco-terrorism and comparing Crumlin to Colombia. Crumlumbia, is that a thing? It is now.
Well,
mark my words, the Gardaí will probably approach Conor McGregor over the next few days to warn him that I'm capable of exaggerating anything, especially when I've got my crime reporter's hat on.
And it suits you, by the way, Paul.
Don't interrupt me, Shane. This is important. Ireland's international reputation is at stake. And by dragging a global sporting icon like Conor McGregor down into their cesspool, that's another good word there, of filth, shame and scumbaggery.
Is that a word? Is that
Ireland stands condemned as a nation that stood idly by while criminal scum toppled their greatest national treasure. This is going to be worse than Brexit, Coleman.
Well, maybe you're blowing things out of all proportion.
His unparalleled fighting skills will be no match, of course, for a gun filled with scumbag street vengeance and bullets.
Would it be like that scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark where Indiana Jones faces the lad with all the knives and the martial arts and he just shoots him, wouldn't it?
No, this is way more serious than that, Shane. I'm even frowning.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
Crumlumbia, narco state, scumbaggery. The very future of our nation is at stake.
What's this? What?
This is just coming in here now, Shane.
Paul.
Conor McGregor has been up in court. Court.
Yeah, it's just a speeding ticket, Paul.
This is the greatest test our young republic has ever faced.
Thanks for that. Coming up next, we interview a woman who was attacked by a seagull in Hull.
Yeah, these Northside seagulls are part of the Kinahan-Hutch feud. We're a nation menaced by these orange-beaked, web-footed scumbags. Men!
My lady?
Oh, no. Is it time?
I'm afraid so, Lady Fitzgerald.
Very well. Put the photographs in that crate over there, Boxwaller, with my cashmere throws.
Right.
And put the one of me at the launch of Tusl on top so that everyone can see it when you carry it out.
And what about this transcript of your speech calling out the clergy for child abuse? The one that you had me photocopy 100 times?
Slip it under people's doors before we leave.
Very good.
And put the picture of me celebrating same-sex marriage with the homosexuals on top of the other box.
I'll wait outside for you, Mom.
Oh, I wonder if anyone would miss this Louis Labrocki. Oh, my word!
Hello, pals.
Oh. Can't shatter, I didn't see you come in.
Nobody ever does. You're clearing out your office, sick transit lawyer Mundy.
No, no, it's actually Vivaldi, the Four Seasons. It reminds me of my favourite hotel.
Didn't you do Latin at Sign Hill?
No, it clashed with comportment. Why?
It means everything changes.
Oh.
Everything dies.
Well, apart from you, that is, Count Shatter.
Yes. In fact, I'm much more popular now than when I was alive.
You mean politically alive?
But of corpse.
Well, I must concede that your robust performance in the polls of late has given me some consolation in these most trying of times.
In what way, dear lady?
Well, we were both ministers for justice brought down over this ghastly whistleblower business, so I'm practically guaranteed a heroic comeback. I mean, look at you, which I can only barely manage to do, incidentally. It's gone very dark in here.
I do prefer it that way.
Oh.
But, dear heart, I would remind you that I got into trouble for telling the truth. You were brought to your current unhappy situation because you withheld it.
It wasn't so much that I withheld it, more that I forgot I read the emails. Frankly, unless a missive is scribed in fountain pen, written on vellum and delivered on a silver salver, I don't pay it much heed.
I see.
Anyway, does your not-at-all creepy presence here mean you'll be returning to us soon?
I've decided against returning to this party of hypocrisy and self-promotion. It's all smoke and mirrors now.
Oh.
And I don't fare well with mirrors. Too many decisions and actions are taken in the shadows, and I don't have one.
No.
Although I may return as an independent to unseat that ghastly Lord Ross and keep Varadkar on his toes. Varadkar... Such a great name.
Yes.
Yet such a disappointing Taoiseach.
What on earth?
Sorry, no.
Minister Flanagan, is the meaning?
I just wanted to say sorry to everyone for everything.
Oh, do calm down. Would you join me in a farewell sherry, Minister?
Sorry, no. I have a few more people to say sorry to. Jeez, this place is massive, isn't it? Which door did I come in at all? Good luck.
That's a cupboard, Charlie.
Oh, God, sorry. Here, I might as well join you for your farewell drink, so...
My farewell drink? Oh, no.
What?
It's not my farewell drink, Charles.
Oh. Count Shatter, I didn't see you there, sorry.
Oh, ma'am, you do have some neck.
Sorry.
Welcome to the BBC News with me, Hugh Edwards, physically here but mentally scuba diving in the Caribbean. The possibility of a hard border between Eire and Northern Ireland will dominate the upcoming Brexit summit. Theresa May will be there in person, though her soul has long since departed to live in a remote island in the Hebrides, self-flagellating until the end of time. We spoke to some great British commoners to find out what they thought about the Irish border.
Yeah, well, I'm all for a hard border. I was there for Gaz's stag. It's Tony Mayer. Couldn't understand the accent. Locals kept her all from me haggis. Showing me what was under their coats. Nah, I'm not going back to Ireland. Seal it up.
All I know about Ireland is the documentary about the priests that live there. A lot of swearing, drinking, that sort of thing. There's a stupid one. A racist one too, who hates Greeks. Drink a lot of tea over there. Wouldn't have that if it were not for us. Shipping in from China and all. Ungrateful lot, really.
Well, the Irish just have to accept they lost. Lost what? I don't know. Where is Ireland? Who's to say? You don't always get what you want. Sometimes the only thing in the cupboard is rotten eggs. And if that's the case, then you need to suck on hard cheese. Besides, the only reason they're being so bolshy is the upcoming presidential elections, which they contest by hitting each other with shillelaghs, I believe.
British voters there. Meanwhile, Prince Harry has announced his engagement to American actress Meghan Markle, who is best known for her amazing performance of being attracted to a rich ginger oaf. Speaking of marriage, our attention must now turn to the inevitable divorce. The Brexit divorce bill is £50 million, slightly less than a typical royal family divorce then. Our reporter spoke to the British version of Donald Trump and partially deflated space hopper Boris Johnson.
I will make sure that negotiations for Brexit are a straightforward affair. Wait, not affair. I don't have those anymore since I got rid of the Tinder machine. That's not my phone. It's just my doorbell. Quavers.
Mr. Foreign Secretary.
My aunt, you a pretty girl. Sorry, yes, question.
What about the specific details of Brexit?
I will seek answers to British people's most pressing questions. Will their jobs be safe? Will they be more secure? And most importantly, will the Tinder machine still work when Britain leaves the European Union?
And what about the divorce bill?
Divorce bill? Oh no, my wife. Has she been in my emails again? I promise you, darling.
No.
She means nothing to me. She's just a secretary. Or perhaps a nanny. What's it?
Boris Johnson from the Conservative Party there, not afraid to destroy their own country, provided they can cling to power for a few more months. Hugh Edwards, Googling houses in the south of France, BBC News.
Agini Ushla, we want you to join on Garda Síochána. Do you think you have what it takes?
How's it going? Are you in good shape? Cause just you'll need a healthy set of lungs to sit in a desk blowing up breathalyzer tests all day.
Jesus, me lungs! I need a smoke!
Are you well connected in your local community? You'll need a wide network of people whose penalty points you can quash when called upon.
And don't bother, Penny. You'll just stay under the 100 the next time and buy us a pint next week at Peach and Putt. Good man!
Do you know about high-tech surveillance? Would you, for instance, be able to book the office of an ombudsman while avoiding detection? Or maybe you possess natural skills at detective work? Perhaps you could help us locate some funds that were misplaced above in Templemore.
Misplaced? No, we just laundered it through the laundry. Seriously, we actually did that.
Are you creative? You'll need to think on your feet when a million breathalyzer tests disappear.
I posted them to you last week. No, my dog ate them. No, I lashed them down the back of the sofa.
How are you at checkpoints? It doesn't matter. The only checks we like are ones made out to cash. Here at Garda Síochána, we're looking for people who are confident, brash, occasionally willing to blow their own trumpet, but not whistles. Never whistles. Preference will be shown for former tradesmen, particularly plumbers who are good at plugging leaks and have experience with tips. Also, doctors or nurses who know how to execute smears efficiently. If this sounds like you, join on Garda Síochána.
RT Radio 1 News with Brian Jennings. A very good evening to you. With the Thornishta crisis over, the government is returning to its day job of doing as little as they can with the minimum of effort. And some wonder why the only voting people care about is who will be in tonight's Bush Tucker trial. The corpse that is our political system did twitch briefly with the announcement that Simon Coveney, a man so dull doctors mistakenly prescribe him for insomnia, was inexplicably elevated to Thornishta, making him the second most powerful person in Ireland. Well, third behind Dinny. Well, fourth behind Zuckerberg. No, fifth behind Tim Cook. Anyway, we sent our political reporter, who still thinks he's on TV3, Brian O'Donovan, to gauge the political mood.
The appointment of a new Thornishta was the talk of the handful of TDs in Leinster House who hadn't taken Friday off. Amongst them, Minister for Finance, Fiscal Donoghue.
I'd like to say thank you very much to Leo Varadkar for not asking me to become Thornishta. And I think Simon, or whatever his name is, will do a great job. Thank you very much for your patience. I just have a terrible cold.
Then I tried to speak with Mary Lou McDonald about whether she had wanted an election, but she was too busy yelling at the other Sinn Féin deputies to hear what I was saying.
All right, just listen up. We're going to start prepping for an early general election. This is my time in charge, and not any...
Can you keep it down a bit, Mary Lou?
Excuse me?
I'm planning my 18-month-long farewell parade. I want to get to all the places in Ireland that I've never visited properly. Like my constituency of long...
It's Louth for the last...
That's the one. Is it nice?
Ugh.
Meanwhile, Lord Ross took time out from hiding to comment on last week's political turmoil.
Suffice to say, I am incredibly disheartened by the treatment that Baroness Fitzgerald had to endure. It wasn't right for the Prime Minister to throw her out in front of the omnibus. He should have thrown her out in front of a hansom cab, or a charaban, or at least a carriage that wasn't drawn by no less than 4 horses.
Elsewhere, the rapid promotion of Josepha Madigan raised eyebrows across the political spectrum. The Taoiseach outlined why he chose her.
Well, Josephina Mulligan was absolutely the right candidate. As the only female TD left who isn't Kate O'Connell that I haven't already either fired or demoted, she's clearly qualified for whatever cabinet post I've given her. You can Google it.
Meanwhile, Josepha was quick to explain her controversial past leaflet about a traveller halting site. I have nothing against travellers. I think they are people with rights. I merely think that halting sites need to be in appropriate locations, and those locations aren't in the nice leafy parts of my constituency. Brian O'Donovan, regretting I left TV3 before Virgin bought it, RT TV3 News.
Welcome back. If you don't know what time it is without the radio telling you, you are a lost cause. Now, after the intense sugar high of having some actual political news to report, we're now back to normal with the inevitable come down. So here's Desmond with news of sport.
Yeah, in Ulster, Derry football champions have beaten All-Ireland finalist Sloughneil.
I'm sorry, did something just repeat on you?
Yeah, Sloughneil is a club.
My word, it sounds like someone sneezing porridge.
Well,
carry on.
Yeah, they booked a semi-final place against Nemo Rangers as the tiny club continues its remarkable quest for a treble All-Ireland.
Fascinating. Please tell me less.
What?
Why are you starting with this? What about the Conor McGregor news?
What?
He was back in the ring this week, wasn't he?
Yeah, no, that wasn't a sanctioned fight.
You mean someone sanctions the normal blood-curdling violence he indulges in?
It's licensed.
Remarkable. Anyway, wasn't he also involved in another sporting venture this week?
No. What?
Rallying. Huh? 158 kilometres per hour, I believe. I presume he won.
No, that wasn't a race. That was on the, on the N7.
Doing 158 on the N7? Well, there's a man who knows how to cut down his commute. Well, Desmond, this has been even less illuminating than usual. Go back to sleep.
Don't you mean go back to sleep, Ireland?
No, I was talking to you.
Huh?
You've clearly nothing of interest to say. God, I miss Sharon.
God, I miss Colin.
Super Omni Cluster Shambles, Constant Garda Scandals.